A global pandemic inevitably leaves a devastating impact. In the process, however, it also brought many conversations to a larger platform. While learning online, students were faced with foreign obstacles, but for many, also relieved of familiar ones. As the world returned to the new normal, some, including myself, instead continued the new journey, online schooling. How did the effects of online schooling change education today? And what does this mean for the future?
COVID-19 has now devastated
parents and millions of families. How this will affect
breaking
students.
News tonight, virtual remote learning is now considered one of the top options as we look for solutions to continue moving forward.
My name is Precious Foreman, and I am a 14-year-old high school freshman. Homeschooling is a more engaging way for me to learn. Having more control over my time, I can pursue my passions with a more flexible schedule. During my journey, I've even become more responsible, independent, and reliable. Virtual schooling also has many benefits for the school system. According to the University of Kansas, online learning can give schools an opportunity to reduce the physical footprint of their buildings, offer flexible spaces for students to learn hybrid models, and reduce overhead of already overburdened school budgets.
Jason Foreman, elementary school coordinator/administrator. Some experiences at school that negatively affect children are bullying and poverty. Bullying is at an all-time high, and many students are afraid to speak up and afraid to learn. This affects their attendance, grade performance, and test score.
My dad isn't alone. According to the results of a study group from the Education Resources Information Center, some school administrators' answers to the question, "What are your views on the future of the distance education process after the COVID-19 pandemic?" included supporting self-improvement, reducing spending on education, and replacing face-to-face education. So is distance learning education's future? Wondering how other students felt, I decided to collect data from my friends about their experiences. Out of 8, one person stated they would likely consider online schooling again. 62.5% of my friends felt learning in their current schools is more effective than their time was online. The Montgomery College of Education states, "Online learning may create a sense of isolation." The results showed 50% of their mental health was negatively affected during the 2019 to 2020 school year. But of the other 50%, some even mentioned that the time not spent in a physical classroom improved their mental health. In the long run, the type of school students attend has a significant effect on their future. A study from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development stated that 1 year of learning loss results in 9.1% of individual income loss in the student's future. During the pandemic, many students missed considerable time learning before schools resorted to virtual methods. This fact, along with many others, pushes parents and students to consider their choices of where to continue education. The aftermath of the pandemic has truly changed our world. The lives lost, debates created, and challenges faced brought the need for change to everyone's attention. For students, parents, administration, and many others, this means through education. There's not one future of education, but many. Unique to every unique learner with a unique future. How can students learn in a one-size-fits-all system when each child has their own shape? It is essential to embrace each individual learner as we continue to move forward.